Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, July 31st. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down 5.25 cents, December wheat down 4.25 cents, and November beans down 14 cents. Currently, we've got the dollar up 17 ticks, but still near the contract lows. Crude oil down 17 a barrel. We did have SEP crude just briefly over 50 bucks a barrel. Gold's down a couple of bucks, silver up a few cents. Not much really in the outside markets. The grains are lower overnight, more off the cooler temperatures than anything else. We don't see a whole lot of rain in the forecast. They did have some rains in Nebraska over the weekend, but the vast majority of the Midwest was pretty dry. But we don't have any heat out here, so people are thinking that the cool temps are going to be enough to help pollinate these crops and to get the beans flowering and filling the pods. I'm not so sure. We still need moisture out here. Certainly, if we had had heat on top of this model, we would have been sharply higher here. But with the cool temps and no rain, I wanted to move it lower. I'm not sure I agree with it, but it's what it is. We did sell 150,000 metric tons of corn to Colombia this morning, so a little bit of new export business. Excuse me. Funds are long about 35,000 contracts of wheat, 100,000 contracts of corn, 36,000 contracts of beans, 63,000 contracts of soy oil, and they're short about 4 meal. The bean oil has had some support out here with some of the problems with the palm oil and pretty good demand out here. So the funds have been trying to accumulate a long position. The funds are long, which tells me that they're going to try to defend these positions as much as they can out here. Again, I don't see anything that's really changed. We'll get the crop progress reports tonight. I'm guessing we'll be about steady. If we see another decrease, obviously we'll gap open higher tonight. But I don't really see that anything's changed here. I think we're well below trend line yields. I think carryouts are shrinking. And if the funds want to own this thing, they can hang on to it a lot longer than most of us could. So I'm not bearish out here, even with these cooler temps. If we had had good rains, then it certainly would change my mind. But we just don't see good rains out here for the most part. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.